guys. How are you doing this morning?
Well.
Good. Good. How are you?
All right. Good. Good. Tired,
but it's Friday.
There's lots of work to be done.
Get out and do.
No rest for the weekend. Your wedding is shooting tomorrow. Maybe Sunday afternoon. And I got news production class tonight. Anyway, do not attempt to adjust your television sets. Yes, I am Steve. I'm here to cover your class today for Tony.
He said hello.
Yeah. Tony sends his best wishes. Down in Florida.
From scenic Cleveland.
But anyway, on this list here today, can anybody explain what these O's are, those open positions?
Yeah. He had to drop, or it was uneven or something.
What's that?
Like, he put people in another group, so the person that was in that group, he put zero.
Well, I guess what I'm asking, do you guys fill in
positions?
Yeah, yeah. Nobody's here. So, yeah, that's what I want to mention. Please make sure that you fill in or check with us and make sure that we have all positions filled. Does he let you guys, is it one group at a time?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure we're all following the same rules. Yes.
Do you have a schedule?
Do I have a schedule?
Yeah.
The schedule. I have a schedule. Do you have a schedule?
I do have a schedule.
All right. So we're on the same schedule. What's that?
You were wondering if we're going in groups, so I was just like, you know.
Yeah. We're gonna start with show 1A in about 10 minutes here. So how's practice going so far?
Good.
Okay. This is like your second week.
Only a couple train wrecks. We're not too bad.
All right. Do you guys do a lot of shows yesterday?
Yeah. Five per group.
Okay. I think we're gonna try to do. We're gonna try and do as many as possible. I think we could probably get to 7 shows per group. Are you guys ready for that?
Oh, yeah.
Do it.
Yesterday, the first hour, he was going over.
Okay.
Which is usually be able to
do. Yeah, I don't think I have anything to go over. All right, guys. Listen.
I do it in my head.
Stand by, guys. For those of you that don't know, I do teach news production as well. Pick my brain today, guys. All right. Your goal here is to get better. Week 11 is coming, and you're basically, guys. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Guys, when the instructor's talking, please give me your full attention. That's like the most insulting thing you could do is to not listen to the instructor. But anyway, my point is, we want to get you guys improving week by week, day by day, all right? So as many shows as we can do, as many different positions we can cover, especially where we've got, obviously, a lot of people absent, about 6 or 7 people absent right now, so we can fill in those positions. Because trust me, I teach news production for the afternoon class and the night class, and I don't want to scare you. Maybe Tony's kind of hinted about this, but sometimes in graded shows, you know, you're dealing with more footage on the VTR, more transitions on the switcher, and that sort of thing. So as much as this is an easy script to kind of ease you guys into news production, things are going to evolve, all right? I think next week you're going to be getting a new script, and you're going to have, you know, more B-roll, more camera shots, more things going on, and it's just going to keep evolving week by week. So, like I said, pick my brains today if you have any questions. I'm going to be just over on the sidelines watching you guys do your shows. I may talk about certain things, like, you know, don't take offense if I see you doing something wrong, like you're queuing up the wrong thing on the CG deco, or you're taking the wrong shot on the switcher, or something's not right. I'm going to jump in and correct you, but it's all just about helping things out and getting you guys to do things the right way. All right? But likewise, if you don't understand a certain position or you have some questions that you're going, feel free to ask. I'll try not to talk too much during shows because I don't want to distract or interrupt where the crew can't hear the director. But nonetheless, I might make a few comments here and there. And then certainly after the show, if something went on during the show and you don't understand it or you have a question about a certain position, feel free to ask about it, you know, after the show or prior to the show. All right? And other than that, let's just have a little fun today, and part of it, making it fun.
One thing Steve does, or Tony does, that helps a lot is for Group A and Group B up on the board. He'll put our crew call and show times.
Oh yeah.
As we're rotating. Okay.
Yeah. Crew call and show times. I'm just gonna list like a couple shows at a time, just so you can glance ahead and see like what time you need to be back down here at Studio A if you're in the off group. All right. So yeah, I always write those in a couple shows ahead. Same thing. We'll take a break. You know, I think within the next hour we'll probably get. Thank you. You know, two shows. Maybe three, maybe four, we'll see. But we'll take a break about 9:40, 9:35, 9:40, right? So, yeah, anything like that, I'll have it written up on the dry erase board. So always glance up to the board, guys, so you know what we're doing with the class. Okay, so what we're going to do now, are you guys ready to get started?
Do it.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to make the crew call for Group A here at 8:45, so 5 minutes Group A can get in position, and then we'll have Group B back at 9 o'clock crew call for Group B. All right? All right. Okay, guys. All right. Stand by, please. All right, so I'm going to just kind of go over a couple things today, just observations, just pointers. This is just stuff to kind of help you guys along, right? So, you know, take our advice. We're here to set you up for success. We're not here to see a thing, right? So, good news, we got through six shows per group, right? All right, so we achieved our goal. Would have been nice to maybe squeeze in another scram show or something like that, but hopefully next week, because I think you guys are getting a new script next week. So you're going to have a little bit more VTR in there. It's not going to be too much more complicated than the script you're working with now, right? Is there anybody that maybe hasn't gone through all the positions yet? It's probably true. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So week 11 is really crucial. You definitely want to be here next Thursday and Friday. Take advantage of those fill-in positions. Remember, anytime that a student's absent, their loss becomes your gain, all right? Because if you can fill in a rotation spot, you can run the switcher twice in one day, or you could direct twice in one day, that's setting you up for a better advantage for graded shows, all right? So graded shows start week 14, all right? So we got three more weeks of practice, right?
Oh, wow.
How many of you want to achieve the highest grade possible? Wow, I'm just seeing a few hands not going up. Are you kidding me? All right. You want to achieve the highest grade possible, right? The key to success is like easier than you might think, right? Listen to Tony. You know, listen to me. Listen to your instructors. Listen to our advice. Heed our advice. During the actual shows themselves, everybody listen to your director, all right? Tony's talked to you guys about the importance of that, right?
Yeah.
If the director doesn't give a command, should you take it upon yourself to do it, even though you know
nope.
It's coming up? Yeah. So that even goes for the camera operators. I noticed prematurely sometimes a camera operator would turn and start to shoot weather because they're familiar with the script. I know the sports is going, and I know that I'm supposed to be setting up for the weather shot. I did this once before. However, don't actually turn your camera and set up that weather shot until the director says camera one, shoot weather, right? So the one thing about the jobs and the crew positions, I noticed this happening, and this happens not just to you guys, this happens in every class of fun. In week 11, week 10, week 12, we start to see students helping other students, all right? Don't take offense at what I'm about to say, but you ever hear the old saying, the blind leading the blind?
Yeah.
Right? Until you're comfortable with tech directing and switcher, it's like, you know, you don't want to give one of your classmates bad advice, you know? And what I see is, I'll see a lot of this, I'll see somebody on the audio board reaching over and pressing pause, like, here's how you pause the tape, or I'll see somebody over here on the graphics, and they're like, here's how you ready camera three. Here's my point, guys. The student operating the equipment, that's their equipment, all right? It's not, I know we're not in the union or anything here, but let them do their thing, because they're never going to learn on their own unless they get the hands-on. The hands-on is super important. Okay. So with that said, even when you sit down for crew call, in front of the equipment, seeing as how some hands are going up, some of you haven't actually performed certain positions. So when you come up here next week, next Thursday, Friday, you got a couple minutes during mic checks, a couple minutes while they're setting up graphics. If you're on the VTR, you're on the switcher, as long as Tony is cool with it, play around for a few minutes, you know, ready, you know, just press some buttons, you know, rotate the VTR, so you're getting comfortable with it. Come up and play around with the prompter so you are familiar with how to adjust speed. That way, it's not a shock to you when it comes showtime. You're like, oh, crap, what do I do? I don't know what buttons to hit. So just practice. But I want to go over a few pointers about a few positions because I saw a few mistakes today, so I want to just kind of go over those real quick. If you're the floor director, obviously you got to be real deliberate with your cues, right? Okay? So that they can see you, all right? So you got to be real physical and very deliberate, all right? Don't point until you hear that word cue, okay? Sometimes I'll see students that as soon as they hear the take camera one, but that key word is cue, all right? So it's take one, mics, and then when audio hears mics, they pull the mics up, and cue, and then you throw your hand down and give them a nice firm cue. If you're operating cameras, and I know I already said this again, but you got to unlock your cameras, all right? That's very important. I've worked on sports shoots, guys, hockey games, high school football, basketball, where I'm physically holding that camera with two hands for a long duration of time, all right? If I can do that for an entire quarter or an entire half of a sports game, you guys can do it for 5 minutes, okay? There's no such thing as a camera operator that locks their tilt and pan and sets up a close-up shot and then just stands there with their hands in their pocket until something else. Here's the reason why. You don't know what the other camera operator is shooting. The only person that knows that is the AD and, of course, the director. Okay? So the AD is looking at these shots, and camera one's on a perfect close-up. Camera three's on a almost like a medium shot. So they're trying to get you to make adjustments, zoom in, tilt up. And you don't want to be muscling your camera because we can see it. Like when there's a huge, you know, like jump and it doesn't tilt up nice and smooth or it doesn't pan, okay, it's really noticeable. Okay, so all the signs are there. Important thing is have your tilt and pan loose and just be ready to correct those shots for the AD as needed and quickly. CG. You guys want to know how you can get hundreds on every CG, every time you run CG for graded shows? Huh?
Sure.
Take your rundown sheet up there with you and follow your rundown sheet. If you have, you want to have the graphics queued before the director needs them, okay? So you want to always be one step ahead of your director, all right? Once you see that, say, you know, talent two reads and they font in and font out, you can look at your rundown and say, all right, well, that event's over. I know I can go ahead and get my other talent font ready, all right? So you just want to stay a step ahead of your director, all right? And if you're directing the show, once you take the camera shot, as long as it's a correct camera shot and the prompter's moving and the talent's reading, move on to the next event. That's one of the keys to being a good director, aside from talking up loud and, you know, grabbing your crew's attention. But the other important trait is directors aren't fixated on what's currently going on with the live show. Once it's live, it's up and running. It's moving on its own. Director's getting ready for the next event. The director's always looking at the preview screen and where are we going next with the show? What's our next camera shot? Bless you. Tip of advice for anyone shooting the green screen, because we saw this happen a couple times today. Go ahead and get that. I think, doesn't Tony have you get like a three-quarter shot? Right? Mm-hmm. So don't shoot head to toe, but shoot somewhere between the knees and the waist, right? Make sure the camera is 100% on the green wall, all right? Because what's been happening is we look up here on the preview screen, and we can see that camera 3 is just slightly panned over towards that gray strip of paint just off the green wall a little bit. So, yeah, just pan right, make sure you're 100% on the green wall. Should you move the camera to follow your weather talent?
No,
that's a big no-no. You want to just hold a static shot, and it's okay to let the camera, the weather talent, step in and step out of the shot, all right? Yeah, so just maintain 100% on the green screen, just maintain that shot, and then the talent will see themselves on the monitor, and they'll know when to step, you know, I think they usually step out of the shot for the 7-day forecast, right? Mm-hmm. Right, and then you can step back in briefly to toss it back to the news desk. That's it for weather, now we'll send it back to the news desk. Another important thing, not that this ever happened today, But always stand by. Always treat the situation like you're live, even when you're not exactly live. Okay? Point being, I had a student in my night class, and it's kind of funny, but I don't want to see anyone do this, but it was kind of funny. We didn't even take the shot back at the news desk, and they're already ripping their mic off and walking out of the camera shot. This looks very unprofessional. And you'll definitely lose 15 points on a graded show if that happens. So just like Tony taught you in video performance classes, after you're done with the wrap-up, even though, you know, maybe the tally light's still on you, maybe there's a little delay before the director reacts and takes the next camera shot, but just maintain eye contact with the camera until we know that we've moved on to the next event. Once we know that we're back at the news desk is live, weather talent is off air, okay, now we can relax a little bit, take the mic off, get seated for the fourth shot at the end. Okay, another thing, when you fade to black, does the music need to fade out with video? Okay, that's not always happening, and that's typical in week 10, week 11, so we start getting used to things. But you have a screen right in front of you, so when the director starts counting down, ready to fade to black, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fade to black, the director should repeat that command. Fade to black, switcher fades to black, audio fades the music out, and then pause, record deck, all clear. Okay, so you just got to take your time getting into the show and getting out of the show with the roll record, fade to black. Other things, okay. At the end of the show, make sure you don't leave your position until the director says all clear. I know, you know, sometimes you get a little excited, like, all right, you know, time to move on, time to switch groups and all that. But just so it's organized, so we don't have a lot of chaos, everybody needs to just, you know, wait on the director for professional reasons. Also, when you fade stuff on the board, nice gradual fade. You don't want to be too slow, but you don't want to just pull it down like really abrupt either, you know, so fades. Never have the music up full and mics open at the same time, right, to switch them out. Two hands on the board, that kind of thing. You guys have any questions for me real quick before we take attendance? Question from Alana.
This is from, like, first quarter. I was just curious as to why the only thing we never really had a friend on was
because
I feel like that's something a lot of people
get.
Getting
those
things, like, is it not as important as the other stuff?
Yeah, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Just not enough time, you know, to get to that aspect of it. Yeah, but it is important. You know, another thing you guys can do. I've offered this to my afternoon and night students if they want to come in a little early, or stay after a class if they're an afternoon group and they can stay, you know, like a little after six at night. Come in for a few minutes, you know, well, you can't come in and do it before a show, but if you stay after, maybe like on a, you know, Thursday or Friday when there's no class, like even today, for example, and get your hands on the VTR. I think once you, you know, just spend a little time with it, maybe about 10 minutes on your own time when you're not under the pressure of, oh my God, you know, I gotta, yeah, and you'll get acclimated with it. Are there any specific questions about the VTR, though? Yeah. Keep it in shuttle mode. Yeah, you never want to. One of the biggest things, you never want to stomp on this dial, all right, just, you know, because that clicks it over to jog mode and then it moves real slow, so just keep it in shuttle. You don't necessarily have to pause, press the still button and pause, you know, you can roll this dial back up in the 12 o'clock position and it'll automatically pause the tape for you. So yeah, you can cue everything up just by using the shuttle method. So yeah, a lot of it is very hands-on. It's just going to take some time. But looks like I'm going to be back with you guys in week 12, like 2 weeks from today. All right? And I know there's going to be some great progress. I'm excited about it. All right? So I look forward to seeing you guys in a few weeks. Don't forget what you do. Oh, I think he's got another vacation. Okay. All right, guys. See you in a couple weeks. It's been fun.